You know, time moves on. You know, time waits for no man. Come up with whatever truism, line that you want to come up with. I cannot believe that it was August of 2004 that Clark Durant came to us, the founder of Cornerstone, and said, I got an idea. We're going to do something extra special. It has to do with Arnold Palmer and something we're calling the Turning Point Invitational. It was the inaugural Turning Point Invitational for Cornerstone Schools in August of 2004. Well, it's that time again. And the guy who started it all is on the other end of our line right now, and we haven't talked to Clark Durant, Cornerstone founder, in a long time. Clark, how are you?
Good morning, Paul W. How are you? And I'm still alive. Time marches on, and so do I.
Well, I'm happy to know that you're speaking to us alive. That makes me feel very well.
Well, you don't know that fully. This could have been pre-recorded.
Well, that's true, too. So, but you have been so busy with Cornerstone Schools and growing it and changing it and expanding it, I just want an update because we haven't talked in a while.
Well,
tell me what's new.
Well, I'll tell you what's new. We transitioned the schools from private schools to charter schools. They were private schools when we did the original Turning Point Invitational. When the economic tsunami hit in 2008, it caused a number of our partners to have, you know, serious financial issues, and therefore, therefore we did as well. But Bill Pulte, dear Bill Pulte, God rest his soul, chaired our strategic planning along with Tony Early and Walt Czarnecki and some other good people, and we transitioned into charter schools. We now have five of those charters. We're serving 3,000 children, which is more than we had in 2004. But the most important thing is, because of the great civil rights leader, Andrew Young, who came along with Ed Bastian, the CEO of Delta Airlines, last October, a year from now, we rededicated the Cornerstone mission, adopting something that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King had as his inaugural talk when he entered public life. And it talked about the three dimensions of a complete life: to live for a purpose born, to be a person for others, and to know God. And that now is the mission of Cornerstone in a new way, in a public place. And we have wonderful teachers and staff. And the fact that we can be doing our 18th annual now, Turning Point Invitational, today at the Country Club of Detroit. And I'm looking at my old hat that I had on when Rick Cole gave me the idea that ultimately became the Turning Point Invitational.
Well, and I remember the story, having I was there from the beginning as we commemorated the 50th anniversary of what Arnold Palmer called the turning point in his life, the U.S. amateur win at the Country Club of Detroit. You had this idea, but then when you went and you were granted an audience with Arnold Palmer in his office, you saw the turning point.
Well, what's so precious about that meeting? I was with my dear late friend, Red Poling. And Red and I were meeting with Mr. Palmer. He was sitting behind a big mahogany desk. And Red said to me, tell him what we're trying to do. And I said, well, Mr. Palmer, we want to celebrate your 50th anniversary of winning the United States Amateur. But what we want to do is create turning points in the lives of the children that we serve. Palmer raised his index finger, didn't say a word, got up from behind the desk, went over to a bookcase, brought down two black books, and gave one to Red and one to me, and he said, Clark, look at this cover. And the title of the book was The Turning Point, the 1954 United States Amateur Championship, Country Club of Detroit, winner Arnold Palmer. And he said to me, that was the turning point in my life, and if this will be the turning point for the children you serve, I will come, and I will come for free.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was chill. That was a God
moment. I just got the chill.
It is unbelievable. I am looking now at the hat that I wore when I was playing golf, when Rick Cole told me, you got to go see Arnold Palmer about what you want to do. I'm looking at the photograph that the United States Golf Association took of those 26 past champions who came that day, and you know what that was like. And Frank Beckman, God bless him, was sitting on the side doing a number of interviews, as you know, and it was just a glorious, glorious day. And to be able to continue that tradition now is phenomenal. And I want all your listeners to know that we are starting a football team. If you can imagine this, we are doing this because my coaches came to me and said, Mr. Durant, if you will start a football team, this will be a way of building the character that you seek in these young men, and it will infect everything well that we do. And I found a football coach. His name is Marcus Green, who he played for Penn State. I'm a Notre Dame guy, but I'll take a good coach from Penn State any day. But anyway, he was a wonderful man, and so we're dedicating and doing this turning point to generate funds for this football team, and we're calling them the Eagles. And we're calling them the Eagles because the eagle is a majestic bird flying to the heights, and that's what we want these these young men to think about, that that's what they are supposed to be, eagles in life for others, and to fly to the majesty of the heights of to knowing God. And it'll be very special.
The Cornerstone Eagles.
Like that, huh?
Yeah, I do. And we're hearing about it.
You heard it first here, by the way.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're hearing it for the very first time. So congratulations to you. I'm so happy to hear that Ed Bastian from Delta has been involved in helping. He's
wonderful,
a
man.
Great guy.
Yeah, wonderful
man. We're lucky to have him in our community, that's for sure.
Big time.
18 years. Well, good for you. I cherish when I was there in the beginning, we all got these wonderful banners. Unfortunately, my banner was a victim of the great flood of 21.
And through the miracle of good friendship, I think you and I will have a dinner and you will find that it's been fully restored in ways that you will just love.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious, Paul.
Well, that's even better news. That's great news. Thank you, Clark,
very much. We'll see you when you get back to Detroit.
Okay. God bless you. Best
bless
to
you
lovely
your
lovely wife.
Listeners.
Your lovely wife, Susan. We haven't heard her sing in our studio in a few Christmases. We've got to get maybe we should get that started again. All righty. Clark Durant, Cornerstone founder, and their Turning Point Invitational 18 years after the beginning is on again today at the fabulous Country Club of Detroit in Grosse Pointe as we approach 7:45.